Senator Tom Coburn is a Republican from Oklahoma. He was just elected to his first term last November, and already he has run into trouble with the Senate Ethics Committee. His offense? Practicing medicine. Delivering babies, to be specific. Senate rules don't allow members to engage in outside professional activity for pay. Senator Coburn wants to keep on working as a physician, so he's trying to get that rule changed. NPR's Linda Wertheimer went to Muskogee, Oklahoma, to find out what Coburn's constituents have to say.
Sitting in his office in Washington, Senator Tom Coburn says that during the campaign, he made it clear that he wanted to keep going with a small part of his medical practice to keep in touch.
The biggest problem up here is a lack of connection with reality at home. And when you sit in a medical office and you talk with a woman who's divorced and trying to raise two kids, and half of her health problems are based on her personal problems, it gives you a flavor like nobody else has in terms of insight into the real difficulties that people are facing today.
No question that few senators would have as intimate a relationship with constituents as that doctor-patient-politician contact Coburn describes. However, not everyone in Muskogee likes Dr. Coburn's notion of keeping in touch.
I think he can find other ways to do that rather than looking at their colons or whatever his specialty is. If you're in there to see him about your medical needs, you probably don't want to talk about politics. I mean, he might have a captive audience, but they might not appreciate it. I know I wouldn't.
That was mortgage broker Linda Johnson, who was part of the Ladies Who Lunch crowd at the popular Harmony House Tea Room in Muskogee. Her lunch partner, Tony Rito, sells real estate. Coburn was her doctor. She says she's glad to have someone with a medical background in the Senate, but she has changed doctors.
I think he should stay focused on being a full-time senator, because as a patient of his, he always get referred to this person and that person when he's out. So I'd rather be with one doctor and have one senator.
At Muskogee's Azalea Festival, we met Pam Glennie buying some of the blooming bushes. She admires Tom Coburn. She's not sure he could do both jobs, but thinks it might work for some people.
If you're a fairly healthy person where you don't have to go to the doctor often, wouldn't be a problem at all. With my daughter's case, she has cystic fibrosis and cystic fibrosis-related diabetes. We usually are in the doctor's office at least weekly, so it would definitely not be an option in that case.
Senator Coburn has said he does not want to make a profit doing medicine on the weekends, just cover his costs, including expensive malpractice insurance. That makes no difference to T.J. Hamilton, also in the mortgage business. We found him at the Speedway Diner.
We pay him a fair salary, and the time spent in Oklahoma should be visiting with constituents and not delivering babies. I mean, you know, if you're going to be a politician and be a senator, that's what you need to be, full time.
That's what Senate Rule 37 is intended to do, both ensure that senators have no conflicts of interest and that they are senators full time, with no clients or partners with any claims on their time. The rule specifically forbids professional relationships for pay. Jim Cole, also a businessman having breakfast at the Speedway, says he hopes Coburn can get the Senate rules changed.
I went to high school with him, and I'm kind of biased. You know, he was a year behind me in school. He's a good guy. He feels strongly that we should have citizen legislators. Then on the other hand, you got the rule, and the rule is the rule, and it was the rule when he ran. And I hope he can get it changed. I really do. Don't ever bet against Tom Coburn.
Two others who'd like to see those rules changed are John and Dixie Ross, who sell feed, lumber, and miscellaneous hardware to farmers in Weber's Falls, that's south of Muskogee. Sitting at the back of the dim, dusty hardware store, they said they are both Coburn's patients.
Yes, we are, when he's available. Of course, we have total confidence in him. And
he's one of the smartest people I've ever met in my life. You know, if there's a question, he doesn't let it ride. If he says he'll call back, he'll call back.
Have either of you tried to get in to see him or needed to get in to see him since he was elected?
I decided not to get sick.
I haven't needed him, thank God. But, you know, I realize that I may call up and there may not be a time that I can see him for a while. I'm okay with that.
The chairman of the Rules Committee, Senator Trent Lott of Mississippi, has promised to consider Coburn's request, but it would be difficult to change the rule without opening the door to other kinds of outside jobs. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News.